Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign, Eternal Lies, by Will Hindmarch and Jeff Tidball, with Jeremy Keller.
Steve?
No, man, I wasn't here last time.
Yeah, but you read the notes, so.
That's true, I did read the notes, and I have questions.
You're one up on the rest of us.
All right, let's see what happened here. What did happen?
Wow.
Time last week, there was some good work done, kind of it by Dorothy. So we started off with a few of us, the two detectives, private and public, going to visit Robert Ferguson, the accountant. We had left the account books in there to try to – with the – the job of deciphering the code. He was able to figure out that whoever Black was very rich. We already know that that's Echevarria. And the town car was another code name, was the accountant for Black. And town car was Abraham Buchwald. There were some other names in there. Oh, I lost my place in the notes real quick. Sorry. Sleek, Moses, and Umbrella, which are all delivery agents and retailers for drug dealers. Apparently, the books are all about shady drug deals of something called N, priced for $3 an ounce. Once we find out that Buchwald was an accountant, we were able to ask him, I think, if he knew Buchwald. And he said, well, yes, he's a family man. He's got two kids, lives here in town, good reputation. And our fearless detectives went and leaned on him a little bit harder. Cora King was, while they were doing this, was on the case of the actress Olivia Clarendon. She was just researching her before the – did you have a dinner with her that evening? Is that – it says – you met with her, but did that hold up? You went to the Dorothy Astor arranged dinner?
That dinner did happen.
Okay. So we'll get to that later. Meanwhile, the two detectives again went to Buchwald's office and uncovered some important things. They went ahead and dropped the names of Winston and Henslow, and Buchwald immediately started looking guilty. But they had him. And there's nothing he could do but answer their questions, apparently. He gave us more information about Echevarria and his background. He had a break with his very Catholic and rich family in the Yucatan and came to L.A. with $200,000 and a bunch of a strange liquid called N. N apparently makes people very horny and crazy. So it was a very hot item for 2 years. He hooked up with a doctor or professor, George Ayers of UCLA, which is a very important name, apparently. He was a religious and occult expert and anthropologist who traveled all through Africa. Nectar was worth more than gold.
The N from the
–
which is not literally true. It's only figuratively true.
Worth more than gold, right?
Right.
So, they tracked down some of the leads from the accounting book. They found out that the government had taken possession of the farm after the incident, and Echevarria's huge library went on sale. It was handled by the first floor auction house named Magnificent Villa Auction Services. By first floor, I'm guessing that's in the same building they're in?
Correct.
Excellent. All the money went to a man named George Ayers, again, that's the UCLA professor. Apparently, he was in tight with Echevarria. There was a member, of the cult who gave, says him, did he give Echevarria the creeps? Or did he give Buchwald the creeps? This guy named Trammell, Samson Trammell of Pasadena.
Buchwald was the one who was creeped out.
Okay, he was creeped out. This guy, Trammell, is apparently very mad. We got his address. He lives in Pasadena. Let's see. Skip ahead. This is taking a very long time. So amongst the books in the auction house, after that was kind of researched a little bit, was a book called The Gaze of Azathoth and a few others that Utko recognized. So that sounds very ominous. The meeting for Miss King, did everyone go to that? Possibly?
No. Nope. I think you did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did and Matt did.
Okay. Yep. Okay. They met with Miss Clarendon, and she filled them in that she went to a party at Etrivaria's and was really freaked out by the strange cocktail that she was handed. And things looked really weird when the couch seemed to be getting into some of the action that was going on. And I guess she – which is really creepy. And she – I guess she says she left Spind at that point and wasn't involved in the cult. Was that her line?
Yeah. But she actually felt responsible for getting her guy in – getting Spind into the cult because she took him to the party. But then she was –
Oh, she met Ayers, the UCLA guy, on a movie set and took Spind with her to the party. Yeah. Gotcha. But, yeah, but she said she wasn't really involved in it. She left and Spind stayed, kind of.
Right. She didn't take the cocktail. She thought it was all too much, and she left, and they broke up, and that was the end of that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And, yeah, I guess that's about it. I guess I didn't mention on air, we talked about it ahead of time, that there was another lead when tracking down Ayers at UCLA. Apparently, they were able to speak to a Dr. Harnish McDunn, who's head of the history department at UCLA. He's a little bit dirty, they found out, because Ayers didn't come back from Africa in 1924. He was supposed to arrive back in 25. From Ethiopia, but Dr. McDunn, the head of the history department, has been reporting him as still on payroll and I guess absorbing his salary since then. So he was able to sing like a canary. And we found out about all the materials that Ayers had sent back are in a handy-dandy university warehouse across town. So yep. We end up with the leads of taking a trip to the farm that the government now owns, and where all the action happened, checking out Ayers' house, which is hopefully empty or supposed to be empty. The UCLA warehouse that Ayers' African findings are supposedly housed, and Trammell's house, Trammell being the creepy guy who I believe is still around and in action, huh?
We think he might be, yeah.
So that seems like the dangerous one.
I think we think he might be. Actually, I guess we have no idea if he's around or not. We just know that we know that he was around after the – do we know that? Auction service address. I'm not sure if we know anything about him, but I guess we'll find out.
Okay. And I can't help but notice as I look over the notes and the list of characters at the end there that perhaps it's time to roll luck this week.
Ooh, well noticed.
There's some low numbers there. Just saying.
That's true.
All right.
Feel free to roll.
All right.
That is 82. That is a fail.
Successful fail is 2d10.
2d10. 2d10 plus 10.
Plus 10. I like it. Aha! 29! Come to Papa.
All right, guys, if you want, let's do the following. You roll your luck while I stay with the priest for a special one-on-one session.
Hey, aha. What?
If you don't mind putting your headsets down for a minute.
I don't recall agreeing to this.
Can I ask what happened to the father? In the midst of all that, was he involved of all that?
He was happy doing some research by his own.
Doing his own research that the listeners will now hear about. Okay, I'm hanging my head up.
That is how he is happiest.
All right, Jim. The father is just, you know, went over the you were doing some research and you actually found the address of Spence's sister, correct? Last time.
Yes. So last time meaning 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I was gonna I was gonna head off and visit her because we had plenty of day left at the time.
Right. So the father Carl leaves the library, or the, it wasn't the library, it was the city hall where he was doing some research.
Yep.
And you know, you are heading towards the hotel, I guess, while you wait for the others. Time wise, you are way before the events of the evening of the meeting with the actress.
Yeah, the father wanted to. Given that there was time left in the day before we were getting together with the others, the father had intended to just book over and visit Yolanda, expecting that there wasn't really going to be anything there, and so just to cross that off the list.
Okay, how are you planning to go there?
By taxi.
Taxi. Very good. All right, so you're waiting for the cab, and you can make a spot hidden roll. It's gonna be, let's see, this is gonna be an opposed roll, so.
Oh, I failed.
Okay, so you're waiting for the taxi, and one stops, and you open the door, you get into the cab, and you see another man getting into the cab as well. And he, at that moment, pulls out a pistol, hiding it from the cab driver, and gives an address in LA to the cab driver, winking at you.
Okay.
How are you doing, Father? Says
I am doing well. How are you, my son?
I hope that things are gonna get better for me. We'll find out in a few minutes. The cab driver drives is not very far from where you are, where you took the taxi, and turns around, stops, and says, "We're here."
Where are we?
just
looking around.
Yeah, you look around, and you know it's just looks like a standard. Let's see, there's buildings, but they're not very populated. It looks more like the back of some buildings. They have like high windows. There's not a lot of people in this part of town, and you know, you see around and doesn't look like you know, there's some homeless people you know, over there, like sitting,
okay,
talking, but nothing special. It's just you're still in downtown.
Is this our destination, my son?
It is. I just want to have a few words with you.
You needn't have gone to all this trouble. I'm always happy to talk with a petitioner.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that, Father, because what I'm about to say, you better be paying attention, okay? I just want to know, Father, what are you and your friends doing here in L.A.? Why don't you go back to Boston, where you belong?
Oh, I'm certain we will. We Simply taking in the sights, enjoying the sun.
Yeah, this is a good time for being here in California, right? He looks around and actually it is very sunny. Kind of push you towards a back alley, you know, in between the buildings. Let's go this way. We need some privacy, Father, if you don't mind.
As you wish, my son.
So tell me, what exactly is it that you're looking for? Why don't you just leave all this business behind? Don't you think you can fool me? You have no idea who you're messing with, Father. You and your friends.
Well, why don't you tell me, and then I'll know. And then we can go back.
Oh, that's a nice one. I'm the one asking the questions here, if you haven't noticed. And he kind of waves the pistol and puts his hand back inside his jacket.
He's still holding the pistol on me, though?
Yes, he's still holding the pistol. And he's actually keeping a good distance. You can see that he is kind of a...
Darn.
he's got a kind of a muscular build.
Yep.
He's he has a jacket, but you can see that he's very tight on his shoulders. He kind of pushes you towards the alley, still talking to you. Listen, I just want you to take things as they are, okay? One, you should not be doing anything here in L.A. You should go back to Boston. Just tell your detective that the hot one, what was her name? Sullivan. Yes, just tell her to go back to New York. She's got to work, right?
Of course. Vacations
are not going to last forever. And we should be fine. And that guy, Elliot, you know, he's got a nice wife. We don't want anything but to happen to his beautiful wife, you know? Just tell him that. Tell him that, you know, once you do that, we'll all be happier here. Can you do that for me, Father?
Well, that seems perfectly reasonable, my son. Are you asking for yourself, or who is we?
Well, as I said, Father, you are not asking questions here, all right? So what you need to know is that whatever happened here, you need to let it rest, okay?
Oh, I could not agree more. It is well that the dead be allowed to rest. May God protect them all and keep them.
Yeah, I used to be a man of the church as well, you know. I used to go to church every single Sunday. And that's exactly where you belong, okay?
It's never too late to go back, my son.
For some of us, it is always late. But listen, just do what I said. You know, I don't want to see you around anymore. I don't want to see you asking questions to the police or going around LA anymore. I know where you are. I know who you are. And let's leave it like that, Father. Okay? Let's be friends. Go back to Boston. Be happy.
That seems more than fair, Mr.
You don't need to know my name. Let's be nice. Just turn around, Father. I need to go now. So just turn around.
So we're like in an alley, and he's a good distance away from me as he says this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to turn around, but I will back away from him and back out of the alley.
Okay. I said turn around, Father. Please. You want me to say please again?
No need, no need. We can both go our separate ways. There's no need to be dramatic, my son.
I like you, Father. I like you. That's okay. Just keep walking, okay? Just keep walking. Go back to your little friends and go back home, okay?
I will just nod and keep backing up until I'm back out on the street. But, you know, still looking at him down the alleyway.
He kind of gets his pistol, put it inside his holster, and lights up a cigarette. Starts smoking as you walk away. All right.
Okay, I guess I'll just go call a cab. I guess I'll just go call a cab then.
All right, sounds good. Let me call back the others.
I swear I didn't hear any of that.
Oh, no, Matt.
Back.
All right, guys. So, Jim, where are you going?
I see no reason not to change my original plan.
Okay. So you take the cab and you drive all the way down to the address that you have for the sister of Sven. Let me check here very quickly. And, you know, you do notice this is a very nice part of town, actually. The houses here, this is a very high-end neighborhood. Would you get the – you finally arrive to the address that you get. And yeah, it's a big house, actually. It's a beautiful, beautiful – state. You see that, like, it has at least 25 meters in the front with some palm trees decorating the entrance, and you see the big house at the end.
Is there a gate?
Yes, there's a gate. Actually, it is open. You can just
Well, then I will just walk up to the door and ring the bell.
All right. Someone comes to the door. It is a woman. She's dressed in a beige, what seems to be a uniform. It is beige. And you quickly recognize it as, you know, maybe the help.
Sure. Hi, good evening, good afternoon. Ms. Yolanda Spensel available, please. Father Carl Mindenhouse calling.
I am Yolanda. I don't know you, Father.
Oh, my child. It's a pleasure to meet you finally. I was wondering if you might have a few moments to talk.
She looks back inside the house and says, sure, I guess. She exits the house and closes the door behind her.
And she's
kind of, you know, she looks surprised. That's the look in her face. Clearly she doesn't know you and has no idea why you're here.
So now we run into a bit of a problem because the father would know why he came here and what he wanted to talk to her about. But unfortunately, the player has forgotten. let's see. Well, I know she's the sister of Richard Spend. Richard Spend was one of the cultists.
Yes, he appears in the pictures for sure.
Right. Yes, I would want to make up some story that I am looking into some of her brother's activities. Some of the parishioners are concerned. I don't know, something along those lines. And then ask her whatever the appropriate questions are that I just can't remember at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, she turns to you and says, "Oh, my brother. Well, Richard's been dead for a few years now, Father. What do you want to know?"
Oh, that's right. There was wasn't there something about some discrepancy about?
Well, the
how he died. There was like the dates or the when and the how and.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Okay, now I'm seeing it.
Basically, the newspaper. There was a newspaper saying that he died on a farm in the North Country
on August 13th, 1924, natural causes.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the discrepancy with the obituary. It says the natural causes, and the newspaper.
Said depraved rampage.
Exactly.
Okay. Ah, yes. Okay. Now I got it. I am very sorry for your loss. Would you tell me when your brother passed on?
It was from 1924, Father.
I do apologize for asking you this, miss, but do you remember the day?
Sure. She gives you the date on the obituary.
Okay. And how did he die? How were you informed?
What are you asking, Father? It was a long time ago. I don't mind talking about my brother. You are. Man of God and everything, but you're a stranger to me. Why do you want to know?
I would like to roll some charm. Nope. I would like to spend a whole lot of luck to succeed at that charm. let's see, 30 points later, there we go.
Okay.
I'll give her some story about filling in some discrepancies in church records.
Well, I just didn't want people talking about him, you know. I wanted people to remember Richard for what he was, a movie star.
So you think something untoward happened that...
Yes, according to the police, yes.
Oh, well, that is terrible. What did the police say about it?
Well, he was... I don't know. He was not the same man, you know, before the incident. Something was happening with him. I don't know what it was. Not too many people coming around asking about Ricky these days, you know? I can tell you, Father, he got mixed up in some strange stuff. Sounds like you know.
Well, some of our other parishioners, I believe, have been mixed up in the same sort of thing, which is... And we're trying to help these people and help your brother. I know he has passed on, but his immortal soul still rests in purgatory, so perhaps we can find him some peace.
Well, if you can pray for him. Yes, I can tell you this, Father. He was all fine, but he met this man, one of these rich folks, I think his name was Echavarria. They were friends. Echavarria used to throw a lot of parties at his mansion, and that's when I started losing Rick. Well, did I say parties, Father? He never invited me or anything, right? I will have never, you know, go to any of those strange parties.
Of course not, and it is just as well that you did not.
Yeah, you know, well, you're a priest. I think they were filming something strange there, Father, in Echavarria's mansion. So I believe it was some sort of pornography.
Yes, so I've heard.
Yeah, that's. I believe that's what he was always, you know, sneaking around about it. He was coming in at all hours, and missing his calls for his real work. He wasn't doing the real movies anymore. It was all about the Chavarria, his bodies, and whatever they were doing there. I confronted him about it, Father, because I had never been scared of him. Never was. Okay, I told him he was being stupid. He didn't want to listen to me. He was just putting everything he had worked so hard at risk, everything that we had, and look where I ended. And she looks back at the mansion. Now I work here. I could have been living here, Father. You wasn't for those. I don't know how to call them. Mistakes.
Let this be a lesson to all of us.
Scenes.
About maintaining our way on the path of righteousness. Do you keep any of your brother's belongings?
No, Father. Everything, you know, I gave away. I sold what I could, just to keep up, you know, my lifestyle for a while and pay for his burial and everything, and it was very expensive. But after that, you know, I gave his clothes away and whatever he had. Nothing. There's nothing. Just a picture of him and me. That's all I have. From Rick. That's all he left me with. She says this with a certain, you know, resentment.
Of course.
Her voice. You know, I don't know what happened during those filming sessions, Father. But after a while, he got violent. And sometimes he would just sat in the chair until he started kind of rolling out of his mouth. I don't know. It was very strange. He was taking something, I'm sure. Those parties. He should have listened to me, don't you think, Father?
Most certainly, my child. I do again apologize for your loss. I will say a prayer for your brother, of course. And I urge you to come by the church. Perhaps say a prayer for him yourself.
Oh, no, I haven't left the church. I keep going every Sunday, Father. Are you here at L.A.? Maybe I will see you there.
Only temporarily, I'm afraid. But I certainly do hope to meet you again, Miss Pencil.
Sure. And she kind of has a tear in her eyes. You know, it's so strange to talk about Ricky. It's been, you know, those investigators or policemen that came before he died. Then the police came again after he died. Then now you. The press tried to reach me, but I never answer any calls or anything. I stay away from all that. I just wanted Richard to be remembered for for his good times.
That is just as well. And I'm not going to ask her about the investigators who showed up before he died, because I'm assuming I know who that is. So I will just take my leave. Actually, I will do one other thing. If you would like to, if you feel the need to talk more, I will be available for the next few days. You may reach me here. And I'll give her the number of the hotel.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
And then take my leave.
She will write it down on the napkin and you know, thank you for it. And she will stand at the door until you leave the property, looking at you on the way out.
Okay.
All right. So after that, I guess you go back to the hotel, or?
Yep.
All right. So during that time, you catch up with the others that had other plans as well for tonight.
So what's the timeline? Did this happen like while everyone was at the accountant's last session?
Yes, in between the accountants and the just right before dinner. So by dinner, all of you should have gathered together. And
okay.
Miss Sullivan, Mr. Elliot, do you have a moment?
Of course.
Yes, Father.
Whether it influences you or not, I can't say it. It's for you to decide, but I feel you should know, Miss Sullivan, that your life in particular has been threatened. And Mr. Elliot, the life of your wife has been threatened.
What?
By whom?
A gentleman who met me outside of City Hall and asked to have a conversation.
Did you get any, you know, what he looks like or anything about that?
I will give them the basic description.
Yes, heavy build. Could be around 6 feet tall. Blonde. Green eyes.
He was alone, although he was clearly not working alone. He referred to some group. He refused to name any names, but he did specifically threaten, as I said, yourself, Miss Sullivan, and Mrs. Elliot.
Oh. May have to arrange some protection for Mrs. Elliot, but that's often a good sign that people are getting riled up. Were you able to see, did he seem local? Was it... you know, well-dressed, rich, poor, anything?
Well, could have been local, sure, because of the accent. He had a Californian accent. Nothing expensive.
And he was just standing outside the City Hall when you came out or went in to do your work?
When I came out, something like that, yes.
And he threatened you as well, or just...
Well, I believe we can assume that they're threatening all of us, but...
Yes, but us by name.
Yes. You, Miss Sullivan, and Mrs. Elliot specifically by name.
Interesting. Well, thank you.
He simply asked us to leave. To leave town.
Of course, yes. Well, we will, I'm sure, once we're done.
Yeah, I think I need to go make a phone call to my wife.
Yeah, hire some detectives and
I think I'll probably call up my two friends, George Sullivan, my old former partner from the beat, and Brad Messel.
Okay.
Fellow veteran, and see if they could maybe go stop in and check on Judy.
Okay, they, you know, after some chat, they agreed to go to your wife's and, you know, talk to her, see what's going on.
And then I call my wife and tell her that they will be stopping by, and to make sure that if she has any trouble at all, she's got to call the authorities right away.
Is there anything wrong, or should I be worried? What are you up to?
Just a case. Just a case I'm working on. I just might turn out maybe bigger than I thought. So just be careful.
She goes quiet. Oh, okay. No, that's fine. I can take care of myself, sweetie.
Okay. George and Brad, I asked them to come stop by and check in with you tomorrow or tonight or the next day and see how everything's going. If you need anything, they're around. They've got their numbers up on the next to the phone on the kitchen wall.
Okay. Okay. Make us a call, you roll.
I know where she's going to go stay. That is a success. I can make it a hard success if you need me to, Randall.
That's fine. She's, you know, it's your wife. You know her very well. She's holding something back.
Nothing strange happened there.
Nothing to worry about, sweetie. Everything is all right.
Okay.
Don't you all worry. Right, well. You gotta keep working. You do your thing, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, just be safe. Call if there's any trouble, and this is the number of the hotel I'm at right now.
Okay.
Stay away as long as you need to.
She chats some more with you, you know, about the house and whatnot, and then, you know, you say your goodbyes.
Quick question for the keeper. Do I remember the address that we went to?
Yolanda's address?
Yolanda's?
No. The other address. The first taxi ride, not the second one.
Oh.
He gave an address to the taxi driver.
Yes, you do. It's actually, as I said, still in downtown, just kind of not a very populated area with a lot of empty back alleys and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to take a note of the address just so I remember it.
All right.
In case it comes up for some reason.
Okay. So what are your plans, gentlemen, lady? Well, ladies.
So it is. So I think we were going to actually, I think Elliot and I, and certainly the father would be welcome. In fact, I think he was required to come for having been absent last week. We're going to go out to the farm during the dinner that has happened, during the dinner with the actress.
Yeah, who all was at the dinner? We definitely...
You were, Udko was, okay. And Cora was.
And Cora.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we can do that if you guys want to go, or you can wait for the next day and go all together if you want. Up to you guys.
I think we had already decided to go.
Okay. All right. So you eventually, you know, you leave LA behind, and you know, you start going into a more rural area, a few plantations here and there, and big farms all over the place. And eventually, after maybe an hour and a half up north, you arrive to the address you were given for the farm.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of getting dark when you arrive there.
If you insist. I don't remember.
What time were you planning to go? I may be misunderstood.
You may be right, actually. No, you may be right, because I think the reason that these guys weren't coming. Yeah, it's probably 5 or 6.
Yeah. I thought it was just you and I going up to the farm, right?
Well, and Father Menardis.
Oh, that's right. And the father. So quiet back there. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but still, you know, you get some.
Yeah, playoffs. Yeah. No, it's definitely evening. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Are you driving or did you take a cab?
I think we will have our cash person rent us a car for this one.
Okay, sounds good.
And we'll stock up a little bit on some equipment. We're obviously going to need some bolt cutters, pry bars. I mean, we know we're going to an abandoned government-owned property, good flashlights, that kind of thing.
Right. Okay. And yeah, you arrive to the place. Let's see if I can get a picture over Skype. Hold on. Basically, what you do notice is that I cannot get a picture here. Okay. What you do notice is that, you know, there are two buildings on the side that are burned to the ground, and obviously it was, you know, some time ago. What do you want to do? The surroundings look very unkept, and make a spell hidden roll, though.
Yes, normal success.
No.
There is what seems to be some sort of construction going on nearby. You see some workers in the distance, maybe on the other farms.
Okay. So they seem to be off the property?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of workers? Carpentry or dirt movers or?
Both, because they're building. They seem to be building some sort of house complex.
Okay. So new construction's going on.
Yeah, like new construction. Just send you a picture of the farm, the remains of the farm.
Awesome.
And yeah, you hear the construction workers in the back.
I was about to say, is someone beating a screen door to death?
That is here, and this is at Varia Farm. Cool. Well, this is obviously the place that happened, or it happened. So maybe the other side of the house is a little safer to enter if there's a back door somewhere where things don't look like they're going to collapse on us.
You can try to look around the house for sure if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right. Unfortunately, you know, you go around the house, and it looks like whatever was inside is gone, either by fire or by other means. Nothing remains, only the structure. If you look further, or you kind of go inside the house, you do notice that there is Hold on, we're getting some background noise here. You do notice that there's like faded lines of, you know, of dead bodies of, you know, the ones that the police draws to the floor.
Oh, like a spray paint,
yes,
type thing.
Cool. Exactly, but it's faded, you know, by time. You kind of notice just small here and there, you know, painting in different places in the farm. Unfortunately, too many places.
Inside and outside, okay.
Yeah, I'll say you will spend some time, you know, going around the place, you know, so.
Yeah. Is there a basement that, is there a basement?
No, not a basement here.
And then what about the second building that you mentioned?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Also wrecked?
Yes, definitely. Whatever happened here, you know, was really bad. It was like a bad fire, and
it doesn't look like anyone else has come in the house or houses.
Okay, yeah, let's make some sort of roll for that. I'll say
I did a normal success on tracking.
Well, I got a 0.5, so either an extreme track or an extreme spot.
What you do notice maybe is that some attempts to of demolition happened here not so long ago.
Like with heavy construction equipment, or
yes, yes.
So
you see
attempts,
you see tracks.
But they failed.
Looks like it wasn't finished. Okay. You see some tracks on the grass. There are some tracks of big trucks and stuff like that. You see that one of the houses clearly was demolished by some heavy machinery, but clearly whoever started doing the work didn't finish it.
So are these the workers still available to us, or have they gone home?
Make a spell hidden roll, and I'll give you a party lock.
Spot hidden or party lock?
Both.
Okay. Pass on the spot.
Okay.
My luck is at 64.
I pass the spot as well, and my luck is at 70.
I fail the spot, and my luck is 48.
Well, I guess you get to roll the luck too, then.
And I fail that too.
All right.
Okay. With this, the ones that pass the spot in roll, you can tell that, you know, people have already started to leave. You know, the construction sites, you can see them, you know, getting ready to leave in the distance. And you do spot someone that is actually looking at you, sitting on one of the trucks, seems to be eating something.
Oh.
It calls your attention because he's kind of sitting on top looking towards your direction. The rest of the workers are just look like leaving without paying any attention to any of you, with the exception of this guy.
Well, should we go talk to the construction crew and see what they did over here and why they stopped, if it's the same crew, or maybe they know who the crew was?
I think that's a fine idea, Miss Sullivan. Mrs. Sullivan.
Okay.
Father, is there anything you see around here that I guess we can always come back, but it's catching your eye?
No.
All right. So, yeah, I guess we'll walk over there.
All right. On the way back to the car, unfortunately, you didn't didn't notice this, but the father seems to be attacked by a wildcat. It's a small cat. And father, you can see it. You can see it, like, jumping on your leg and scratching your leg and, you know, biting your leg.
Awesome. So I assume we're all right next to each other, right?
Yes.
All right. I try to whack it with my billy club.
Okay.
Or a shovel. Maybe a shovel's even better.
Go ahead and do that. Father, make 1d4, please.
Oh, wow. That's not what I was... It's a little worse than I was expecting.
Well, it's going to get worse because I just fumbled on my... on my brawl roll.
And let's see how I did. It's a regular success.
Okay. You want to do some damage?
Yeah, let's do some damage. One.
Brilliant.
Okay. Well, yeah, the cat lets the father go. And the three of you can make an extra spell healing roll. As the cat's leaving.
Fail.
That is a hard success.
Yep, hard success here too.
Father and Mr. Elliot, as the cat is retrieving, you are pretty sure that the cat shouldn't have so many teeth.
What?
Yes, you can see that it has like teeth all over his little mouth. It's very natural. Actually calls for a sanity roll. Sanity check.
That's a lot of teeth. Ooh, exactly spot on.
I make mine handily.
Okay, just 1 point if you lose. But if you pass.
See that, Father?
I'm not entirely certain what I saw, Mr. Elliot.
I saw a lot of teeth. Like, a lot of teeth.
I felt a lot of teeth. My leg seems to be bleeding slightly.
Yeah, you look at your wound, and it's very irregular, you know? You got marks all over the place, and it's very... You're bleeding a little bit, but... You figure you should be fine. It shouldn't be like trouble.
I'll just take out a handkerchief and wrap it up.
Well, do we have a canteen in the car? You want to wash that out? I don't know where that thing's been.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. On a lot of these cases, when I head in, it's the wild animals or sometimes even the domestic animals that are the worst part.
Okay, so you get back to the car, you go to the construction site, it's not very far from where you were at. And yeah, you see that, you know, some people are leaving already, and the guy that was actually looking at you gets up from the truck, finishes whatever he was eating, and prepares to leave as well.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, miss? He's got a very heavy Mexican accent.
I saw that you were had your eye on us. I was wondering if you guys happened to have done some work over on that site earlier.
Oh, over there? No. No, not for a while.
So you did do some work over there?
Well, we tried, but we ran into some problems, sir. Ma'am.
What kind of problems?
Well, we were being attacked by some wild animals in that nearby
cat-like animal,
and dogs. Dogs were rabid. Dogs were mean. It didn't let us get get, you know, our work done. So we decided to just finish this site first and then go ahead and get some help to, you know, get our work done on that side of the property. This all belongs to the government sort of now.
Yeah. What are they having? What were they planning on doing? Just subdivision or?
Yeah, they're you know, making some buildings, I think, here. It looks like he looks around and I've been working here only kind of a week and a half. But houses is what they want to build around here. I don't know. Are you thinking about buying?
On a case with the New York Police Department. We're working with the LAPD a little bit out here on an old case.
Oh, make a psychology roll.
Sure. No.
The three of you can make a psychology roll.
Is a regular success.
I am not paying a bit of attention. I am too busy tending to my leg.
Okay. Mr. Elliot, when Ms. Sullivan mentions the police, you can see that the workman starts kind of getting ready to go. All right. I hope you got what you needed then.
Well, you know,
hold on a little.
Maybe talk to your boss or someone. What was the contract? What was your company? You had your permits and everything here?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm pretty sure they do. Just call the office and he gives you a number. He pulls out a piece of paper where he has a number written down. He gives that number to you. You can call here.
Great. Yeah, don't worry. It has nothing to do with the construction or any of your any of the workers or anything. This is as I said, this is a pretty old case. It's not
an immigration issue.
Not an immigration issue. Exactly.
When Sullivan says that, then Elliot with that the Spohian role, you can still tell that is not what is bothering him. But
excellent.
You didn't happen to find anything strange while you were working here, did you?
No, nothing.
Well, I kind of want to gauge that there, Randall. But not enough of a good gauge.
How long is the contract been here? How long has the work been going on? 1 year?
I think we're going to be here for almost a year. Yes, sounds about right.
When did you start?
I believe they started 3 months ago.
Interesting. So it's just been sitting here the whole time, huh? You didn't happen to notice... you've only been here a week. You heard any stories maybe about that some of the workers maybe in the previous, you know, one of the other subs made off with a bunch of stuff out of the house over there?
He seems to relax a little bit and starts saying, "Oh, I have heard all kind of strange stories about the house and the animals." I said, "I myself ran into a wild dog. It was crazy, but no, it was pretty much empty when we got here."
Mm-hmm. That's an extreme success. Does that part seem reasonably true?
Yes.
That it was empty. Okay. So he doesn't know anything about the context contents?
Contents, no.
Of the house? Okay.
No. Although he is still holding something back. You know, when you right. keep asking questions, he kind of looks down and looks your way and seems to be ready to move.
Well, that's, you know, that's always true. And anytime I talk to anybody, somebody's holding something back. All right. Elliot, father?
I think I'm fine. I think I'm good.
All right. That's interesting. Well, good luck to you. Have a good night. Thank you.
Okay, you too. He gets his hands into his pockets and waits there for you to leave.
All right. Well, I guess we'll get in the car and leave.
Before you do that,
have a look. I want to look at the house again.
Yeah. We can certainly drive over to the house again.
Okay. Make a roll on the way out.
99.
Success. Regular.
All right, Elliot. You can see him taking notes as you leave. In a piece of paper?
Really?
Okay. You spend some time in the house, for the rest of the night, but you don't find anything else of interest.
Nothing in or out and around the house? Like something that might have been buried, anything like that?
Nothing like that.
Were you going to mention that you saw him taking notes, or?
Yes, I'll mention that.
Because so, I would have. If you mentioned it quickly, I would have gone right back and braced him. But if you're gonna,
Where did I notice that, Randall? Was it like as we're getting back in the car, I look back and he's taking notes?
Exactly.
Okay. Look at that.
I think
he's taking notes on us.
Huh. I'll stop the car in such a way to try to block the road and get out.
Okay. He starts waving at you, like, goodbye.
Yeah. I'll walk up to him. Did we get his name? I guess we didn't.
No, you didn't.
Excuse me there.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I need to leave.
Yeah, you have somebody you need to see, huh?
Huh?
I noticed you were taking notes on us there.
Someone who's looking for some information from you? Somebody been asking who was asking, so to speak?
Why do you say those things? No.
There have been a number of people who have been poking around where they probably shouldn't be. You know that getting in the way of a police investigation is a felony, don't you?
Listen, lady, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. Just come here to work, okay?
Well, why don't you tell us who you were... Who asked you to look out for people coming by? Start with that.
I don't know. This guy came and gave me $5 just to give him a call. Nothing more. I don't want any trouble. Please don't tell me anything.
Sure. What's his phone number? We won't tell him about you.
Am I getting in trouble with the police?
Not if you become clean. You haven't done anything yet.
He hesitates, but then gets his notepad, you know, where he was writing some things, and this is the guy, and says, Jack, and there's a phone number there.
Jack, and a phone number. So, yeah, I think as long as you don't tell Jack, then you haven't done anything wrong.
Sorry, you also get an address.
Oh, even better. Excellent.
Yeah, he told me to stop by his office if I did see something, but I didn't know he was gonna be trouble with the police when he said, here, take the $5. I don't need them.
No, we don't want you.
Well, here's $10 of my own.
Oh.
We'll take this $5. And and you keep out of trouble.
Oh, thank you, miss. Gets the $10 in his pocket and he's kind of looks kind of happy. Yeah, he told me. Someone comes here looking for asking questions about that house, that farm, just give me a call or stop by and give me everything you can on these people, you know? So I got your plane number. But I won't give him a call or anything like that, miss. I don't want trouble with the police.
Yeah, one last thing. Could you describe him for us? What does he look like?
He was kind of tall, blonde, green eyes, and looked kind of strong.
Kind of a heavy build, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
The father.
Jack. Yeah, he gets around.
Definitely sounds familiar.
Well, and what was your name, sir?
You can call me Roger.
Well, we know that's not your name.
No, my name is Droher, but you don't know how to pronounce it.
Droher?
Yes, Droher. That's okay. Wow. That's okay. People here just call me Roger.
Well, nice meeting you.
Very stay good. Out of trouble. Yeah.
Okay.
Stay out of trouble. Watch and then.
Yeah, for the Wildcats.
No, always a pleasure to help the police.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah. Cool.
All right. So, I'm cool with letting him leave.
Yeah. You?
Yes?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I mean, they already know who we are. And
until
he does tell him, it's not actually that big a deal.
Are we going to just go confront this guy at his office without giving him a chance to leave? Or are we going to maybe set up a sting and have some people waiting for him outside his office to follow him? Maybe he can leave.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And someone else will call him. We'll all call him from like a payphone around the corner.
Get him to come out.
Get him to come out.
Or perhaps
we follow him.
Or perhaps I will just go visit him for another conversation.
Did he tell you where he would be, where you could find him?
He did not.
You have to explain that.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that's the opposite of leaving town is finding him.
No, but this should give him some interest, and then it will certainly set him off somewhere that the rest of you could follow him to.
Yeah. It'd be interesting what kind of work he does and what his office.
Right.
We probably at least drive by the office and see what it's like and, you know, what kind of work he does and so forth before we. But presumably he won't be at work anymore.
Right. And then potentially if he's either A, not at work now, or B, leaves work when we follow him, we could always break in now or if he leaves. chase yeah. type situation.
See what kind of what's in there. Yeah, well, it'll be, 9 o'clock or so before we get back to town. Is the address in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay.
So perhaps I will visit him first thing in the morning.
Yeah, let's do a drive-by tonight, and then we can make some plans for tomorrow. You seem awfully interested in seeing him.
Oh, I am. I believe we have more to discuss.
You arrived to the hotel.
What was your previous conversation? Well, no, we're going to drive by the office building. Your previous conversation deeper than just some threats?
No, that was about it.
Okay.
But...
what do you need to talk to him about? If you don't mind me asking, Father.
Well, I would like to know why he is threatening us, of course.
People don't trust the Father.
I mean, we only get the element of surprise once.
Right, on him, right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, before you do that thing about stopping by the office, let me get back to the others.
Sure.
Guys, you also have, from last session, you also have the UCLA
warehouse.
Permission,
yeah, permission to go to the warehouse that also belongs to UCLA. You do have that if you want to follow that clue.
Well, but they weren't open at night, right?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
What we also have, though, is Professor Ayer's house address. Perhaps we were able to get the keys or something from the good history.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, you get the address and the phone number. Do you want to drive there or do you want to call?
To his house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think there's any need to call. He's still in Africa. Don't you think so, Miss Kim?
No, absolutely. What about you, Doctor?
What's your feeling?
Your muted feelings.
Dr. Utko?
Paging, Dr. Utko. Well, he's a strong, silent type. Let's go to the house.
He's probably eating pocket sandwich.
Yeah, trying to clear the mustard up.
Yes.
Okay. So you drive to his house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's, middle-class neighborhood. Nothing expensive. You come to the... right in front of the house that was given to you. Lights are on. Looks very nice. The garden is well kept.
Wait, the lights are on?
Yes. And the garden is kept?
Yes.
Do we have a description? The description of this Ayers guy?
Not really.
No, you didn't ask.
Olivia?
From Olivia, let's do the following. If you pass a body lock roll, you could have asked either at the UCLA or to Olivia.
All right. Let's see. I'm sitting at 42.
I'm at 99, so go ahead.
All right.
Wait, you're at 59 according to this. That's your HP.
What?
The notes say that your luck is 59 and your HP is 52. 42.
That should be different.
Did you roll for luck?
Yes, I did roll for luck. The HP was 22. And the...
Oh, yeah. How did you get a 42 points? I don't know, but it's impressive.
All right.
Moving on. So, yes.
In any event, I rolled a 12 at the moment. I think that should suffice.
Okay. Yes, you got a description of the guy. He had brown eyes, was pretty much bald. He used to have a very long beard, few inches long, but well kept. And he seemed to be like a very serious guy.
Okay.
Do we see anything like that inside? Let's park and maybe observe the well-lit house.
Okay. Make a split roll.
How'd you do, Steve?
Let's have a look there. That 4 points of luck later, that's a pass.
Okay. Let's see. In that case, Miss Astor, you do see through one of the windows a woman in his mid-30s doing the dishes.
A woman. Okay, yes. Look there in the kitchen. Well-kept house. What do you think, Miss King? Dr. Ortiz?
Well, he's probably too old. I don't think they mentioned he was married, so...
Right. I wonder...
We could just knock on the door and see.
That's true. Yes, why wait? Nothing like the moment. The present.
Okay. So you keep waiting?
No, the opposite. You spring into action and go knock on the front door, I think.
Yes.
Okay. The woman comes to the door, doesn't open it completely, and yes?
Yes. Is this Dr. Ayer's house, Professor Ayer's house?
She looks at you. No. He was the, he used to rent this place before I did.
Oh.
I do rent the place now.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Do you know where we could find him?
Oh, I have no idea, but if you want to wait here, I can give you the phone number of the landlord.
That sounds perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Okay, please, just 1 minute, okay? I'll be right back. She closes the door and comes back after, you know, a couple of minutes with a piece of paper with a written phone number for Henry Collins.
Okay, Henry or Harry?
Henry. Henry Collins.
Okay, I say when you moved in, did you find any of his possessions? I'm actually related by blood to him through my mother's sister.
Oh no, I never met him, or you know, the house was empty when I got here.
Oh, okay.
No belongings, or I mean, no. Is it a furnished place?
No. I brought my own.
Oh, so the whole house was empty. Interesting.
Oh, yes. Well, have
okay,
a good
well,
night.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, I know it's late. Thank you, yes.
Yes. Bye.
What the deuce do you think that was about? I suppose the fellow...
Well, the landlord would have...
Landlord would have put it out before he rented?
He did leave ten years ago. It's... If he wasn't making regular payments on the rent, I suppose the landlord may have just rented out to somebody else. But we'll be able to call Mr. Collins and find out.
I suppose that's true. It just seems interesting that... Did we get the number from the school, or did we get it from the history head, Dr. Dunn, McDunn?
Which number is that?
The number, the house number that we're at right now.
Oh, we got it from the secretary.
From the secretary. Okay. Well,
she looked at university records, or perhaps it was her boss. It's all sort of a blur that six hours ago.
Yes, I thought we had got the information from the man who was covering for Dr. Ayers' departure. That would have been much more perplexing. Yes.
Certainly. No. We had a nice conversation with, I think, the secretary who got us the information somehow.
Excellent. Yes. The landlord, I think, would be an excellent person to ring up. Perhaps he collected all of Dr. Ayers' stuff before he left.
Let's head back to the hotel and we can make the call there.
Excellent. Let's go. Doctor, will you drive?
Yes, I will.
As we drive away, given my background, I'm always a little bit nervous, and we've been poking around in places. Do I see any lights turn on as we turn on the lights of our car and head out?
What do you mean, in the neighborhood or in...
I see anybody following us in a...
Oh, sorry.
Car lights coming on at the same time.
Well, make a spell hidden roll.
I'll burn 10 to see if that happens. Sure. Is anybody following us?
Maybe. There's a cab coming very close to your car.
All right. Well, I will. So, which way is it coming? I mean, coming the opposite direction?
No, he's coming right behind you.
Doctor, when you get up here, make it a sharp left. Hit your blinker for right, but make a sharp left, and let's see what happens.
Dorothy reaches into her purse and fingers her little 22 again. Oh, my.
Okay. Yeah, when Doc does that, let's see how well he does it and how fast. Okay. Yeah, he manages to do a quick turnaround. You can see that the taxi stops and makes a U-turn.
Yeah. Oh, so it was a taxi behind us?
Yes, taxi.
It does a U-turn.
Meaning
what?
Did it turn the wrong way and then does a U-turn to follow them?
Is it still behind us?
No. After a while, you notice that he's no longer behind you.
Well, if he did something a little bit odd, though, if he sort of... Did it seem like a normal U-turn or sort of a I've been spotted U-turned? I mean, I don't know if you can do a psychology on a moving vehicle, but.
Well, you can tell that, there wasn't any available U-turn on that street.
Okay.
Like, it was more like illegal U-turn.
After he makes that thing, would it be possible to make a spot hidden, say someone who is especially talented with her spot hidden, on seeing if there's a passenger or anything in the taxi? Anybody in the taxi?
Okay, make a spot hidden roll. Sounds like a hard success. It's really dark.
It's true. So I'm going to burn 5 luck, and we will make that a normal or a hard success. Excuse me.
Yes, someone in the back of the taxi.
Is there any more information other than something? I mean, man, woman, someone we've seen before, perhaps a blonde man or very
you cannot tell the details with the exception that it is a male. So a man on the back of the taxi. As far as you can get.
Okay. Share the information with my compatriots.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, or are you heading back to the hotel?
Back to the hotel.
Very good. So you, I guess after a while, you meet there with the others. You know, the two groups got together finally for the first time, like in four sessions.
that brings an interesting point. Now that we know we were followed by the taxi, you know, we'll be looking obviously through the lobby or out front the building, anything like that, see if there's anyone hanging around as well, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. I forgot that the others wanted to stop by the office, so let's do that very quickly.
Okay.
All right. So, Ms. Sullivan, Mr. Elliot, and Father, you go to what seems to be like an office center, not very fancy. It is a building. Just two stories building. And it has like several offices.
Okay. So can we tell from the directory out front what office is his office or what business Jack is at?
Yeah, he was told to check the office 5 on the first floor.
Okay.
And you do see there, written on the plate, says Jack Pisner with Set, Pisner.
Sorry, what?
Jack, let me write it down here.
Okay. Pisner.
Pisner,
okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Zed, okay.
Pisner, and it says P-I.
Ah, okay.
Interesting.
That is.
I raise an eyebrow in Mr. Elliot's direction.
If we walk around to this outside the building, can we see if the lights are on in office 5 since it's on the ground floor?
Yes, they are off.
Off. Oh.
Yes.
Well, Randall, you guys want to check it up and down, see if there's anyone around at all?
Absolutely. You mean on the different offices?
Yeah, maybe on this floor, if there's anybody around.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
right, yeah.
Are you sure that's wise? We don't want to give away our hand until everything.
Well, just to see if lights are on.
Is ready.
Yeah.
Yes, but if we're just wandering around the building, we may run into this business fellow.
What's late at night, right?
And you never
it's pretty
keep,
late.
And you never keep late yeah, hours, yeah. Mr. Elliot.
Well. Generally not in an office.
Well, is the whole building dark or are there lights on? I mean, I guess it should be.
Well, you can see that at least on the second floor, there are two offices that still have the lights on. Okay. And the other offices, you know, like lights on as if, you know, they're still either open or someone's still working. Because your offices have, like, dim lights, right? But it's not like anybody's there. Same with the listener office. Jax.
Yeah. Well, I guess we found out what we came to find out.
Yeah, I guess maybe you could make a call to this that Trotter, Private Trotter that we spoke to earlier over at the police.
I could definitely call up and, yeah, see what his reputation is and see if he's the type of PI that seems to get in trouble with the law from time to time. Maybe put a little pressure on him if necessary.
Okay. You got the office phone number for the detective,
yep.
Right? So
yep.
It's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, now we can go back to the hotel.
Okay. All right, so now you're finally all together. Now it's true.
Don't hold on to that feeling for too long, Randall.
Yeah. Did we discover anybody else watching the hotel?
No, like, you know, once you got to the hotel, you look around, no one seems to be looking or anything like that.
Have we got something to tell you?
Oh?
Let's call the landlord first, though, just to wrap this one up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. We're looking for the landlord for... Henry Collins, is that you, sir?
Yeah, that's me. I was already sleeping. What's happening? I don't have any, I don't have anything for rent anymore. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, we're calling. We're attempting to locate my second uncle, Professor Ayers, and try to locate him on behalf of my mother's sister.
Well, if you find him, you tell him to call me and pay for all the years that I kept all his crap at my house. You hear me?
Oh. Well, you have his things then. Will we be happy to pay you for those things?
Of course I don't have them anymore. I sold them some time ago. What do you want me to do with all that, 2 years, he told me I'm taking a trip. I'll be back. He was a professor. I thought he was someone that I could trust. He never called back. He never sent any payments. Well, what am I supposed to do with his stuff?
Well, you don't have his stuff, right?
Of course not.
Oh, well, then, okay. Sounds like you did what you should have done, which is sold his stuff.
Excuse me, are you paying? Well, it didn't cover all the time that he was away.
Oh, well, he's not that close a relative. So, but if I see him, I will certainly send him your way.
Oh, yes, you just send him my way. You do that, okay? You do that, Miss.
Have a nice evening.
No, not anymore. Thank you.
Okay, good. Bye. He was very pleasant, and he has not seen the professor for some period of time.
Corey, you have such a wonderful way with people.
Oh, thank you. They're so kind. In any case, so what have you all been up to?
Yeah. I guess we started with the tax man and ended with some toothy cats.
And boy,
some threats against our person.
Yeah, mostly we all need to be very careful of this detective and whatever thugs he might have hired. And whoever hired him.
I do wonder if he was the one in the taxi following us tonight. Mm. Or he picked us up. Father, can I have a look at that bite?
Yes, please do.
Now that she mentions that, when you take a look at the bite, it looks infected.
Of course it does.
Word. Would a medicine roll help that kind of thing?
Sure.
I would have been happy with first aid, but whatever.
Oh, first aid.
Your boat.
I wonder why medicine is only one. A 20 will work for the first aid.
Yeah, you clean the wound, but looks pretty bad. Looks like it's been infected for a few days already.
Word. I think maybe you should see hospital. Or, you know what? Do we still have that the thing we found in the box?
Oh, yeah, we sure do.
Let's bring that out real quick. Father, bear with me if you would.
Excuse me, Miss Astor. What? What are you doing?
My character Lillian Gish did this in Hearts Against the Occult, book two of my last series. She'll kind of take the – it was like a protective thing or something, right? Rune on some stone, right? I'll kind of take this and see if I can press that against the his leg.
I think not, Miss Astor.
It is painful.
I don't think I will allow her to do that.
Yeah, you're going to get it all sticky.
She's not getting anywhere near my leg with some devil rune thing.
I have quite a knack for this type of thing.
Yeah, Miss Astor.
Be that as it wait as it may, Miss Astor. I'm quite sure that this is...
Very well, then. It's your leg.
But yes, I think maybe a doctor might be in order. That looks pretty bad there, Father.
I am aware of a good many good Catholic hospitals here in Los Angeles.
Should I get a drive to one?
Are you planning to do anything tonight, Jim, or are you just going to leave it for tomorrow?
I'll leave it for tomorrow.
He's going to be living on a prayer.
Okay. Sounds good. How are you guys up to?
I think probably eat and
bed.
Sleep.
It's been quite a day. Yeah.
Up in the morning. I think probably Mrs. Sullivan, are you and I planning to stake out the office in a car and maybe wait for
him to come
the
in.
Father to have his meeting with him?
We could do that, yeah. I was going to call the police first and try to get the lowdown on him.
Well, I'm sure they're in earlier than Private Eye.
Okay. On the way back to your rooms, Mr. Elliot? says the guy at the hotel, the front desk.
Yes.
Yes, we have a message for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Pass down a piece of paper to your wife, Cole, while you were away.
Oh. Well, thank you. I'll give him, like, a nickel.
Okay. And
take the paper.
Okay. Says, thanks for the roses.
Oh, man.
You guys just see, like, as we're all passing through the lobby and that happens, just kind of, like, takes a big breath in, sigh, like, crumples up the note, just, like, throws it in the waste bin, and keeps walking.
Wow.
All right, so, Father, you don't get, a good night. You keep waking up, you know, your leg kind of itches. Sometimes it is pain. You have nightmares of wildcats jumping at you with, you know, horrible teeth. And, you barely get a few hours of sleep due to the whole night.
Well, that doesn't sound pleasant at all.
Yeah, make actually an extra 1d4.
All four of it.
Morning comes, and the wound looks very, very infected.
I know what I will be talking with... what's his name about?
Jack?
Yes, Jack Pisner. I no longer have to think of... I know what I'm going to say to him. I have a reason to visit him.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start. I'll call over to my buddy at the police station and ask. Actually, I will tell him what's been going on in fairly broad brush strokes, but I'll ask about this PI Pisner.
Okay, let's summarize the conversation on him saying that he knew that there was something still going on with that business, that fire wasn't the end of it, and second, that Jack Pisner is a troublemaker.
Is he a big enough troublemaker that... he might get pulled in for a few days, or?
No, unfortunately, no. Yeah. He's very good, and he never leaves marks. He pretty much intimidates. But he's been, you know, he knows because he's been with the police for a very long time. But he felt like he had retired because it's been a while since he hasn't heard of Jack anymore.
Maybe he got pulled back in. He's got an office, and I'll give him the address. Do you know, do you have any description of any heavies that he typically works with? The folks he sends around to beat people up?
Nope. He can look at the records to see if he has anything on Jack, but he's pretty sure he doesn't.
Okay.
Because he doesn't like the guy.
Yeah, that'd be... that would be very useful if you can get anything. We're going to take a look by his office and see if we can poke him a little bit and see which way he goes. But
all right,
I'll let you know.
Sounds good. Just keep me posted. Yep. Sue them.
Absolutely.
So what are your plans for the morning?
I assume we're going to the UCLA storage unit.
Well, I'm going to visit Mr. Pisner.
Yep, and we're going to hang out outside. And
hopefully there will be people waiting outside while I do. Secreted outside.
You need us to get in, see if you can flick the shades or something, and we'll come in quick.
Thank you, Ms. Sullivan, but I'm sure it will be fine.
I hope so.
Shall we split
apparently
his
apparently he's
the
sure.
The more capable of us bracing the good Jack Pisner.
And the research crew doing research?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Okay. So just for next session, because this is a good place to stop for tonight. Who's going where?
We have Elliot Sullivan and the father going to Pisner's, and King Udko and whoever I forgot Aster, there's the name, going to the UCLA warehouse.
Okay, sounds good.
I believe.
Very good.
Cool.
We'll start with UCLA next week. Then let's see Mr. Pisner.
All right.
Alrighty, guys.
Sounds good.
Have a good night, all.
Take care.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Later. Bye. Night, everybody.